All right. Whenever you're ready.
Mic check.
Mic check.
This thing dialed in.
Are we on? Are we on? Are we recording? Most importantly,
we are recording. What's up, Pusha Pete? How you doing, big time?
Oh, man. I'm living the dream as always. Glad to be back in the studio. It's been what feels like a while since we've sat in here. I've seen you a few times the last couple weeks, but we haven't sat down and chatted like this. So good to be back.
Yeah, long time overdue. I feel the same way. It's been like a month, it feels like, since our last episode featuring Logan Ziegenmeier. That was fun.
That was really fun. We've seen him a few times in the last couple weeks. He said he really enjoyed that. I've talked to several people who listened and thought that was a really cool podcast. So hopefully we can get him back on after UTMB and get the rundown on what that whole experience was like.
Yeah, one of those conversations that could have gone on and on and on and on, but we capped it at 2 hours.
Yeah, right. Well, the next one will be another 2 hours, and we'll do another 2 hours after that with him.
Sorry to those listeners, aka Pete's dad, who may just those longer episodes. But sometimes it has to be done when you've got a guest like that.
Exactly, exactly. speaking of Logan and UTMB, I got to do a little running with him this weekend. We went up to Mount Lassen. He was going up and invited anybody who else was interested in going up and summiting Lassen. And I've lived in Chico on and off for, like you, 25 years and never been up there. And so the stars aligned and I was able to go up, went with the form and, Real Deal Neil and Greg.
Oh, cool.
And we summited Lassen twice, which was super cool. Like I said, I'd never been up there and done that. And I felt really good about summiting it twice. And then I realized that in the time that I went up and down twice, Logan went up and down 4 times and then he went and ran 10 more miles.
Beast.
Yeah. But anyways, if you've never been up to Lassen and summited Mount Lassen, definitely do it. It's an experience. It's beautiful. We caught it on maybe a great day. It was blue skies, gentle breeze at the top. Could see up to Mount Shasta. So very cool stuff.
Yeah. How fun. What a crew you were with. I also have never been up there, but I've been seeing these videos that Logan's been posting on social media for the last few weeks. He's been going consistently and it's like, man, it looks like a beautiful place. So gonna have to get up there soon. I've been training with the Fleet Feet Trail Program for the upcoming Santa Cruz Trail Race on August 23rd. Really a fun group. We had a couple runs recently in the park and just getting to know a little bit more of the crew and expanding on the community, which has been really fun. Had a fun run on Sunday with the Real Yo and Billy with BRC, and that was amazing. Really good time. A Real Yo is such a character. If you ever get a chance to run with him, he's the best. Jen and Dan Malden were in on the action as well. We had a good crew. And you've got a race coming up this weekend.
Yeah. Headed up to Lake Tahoe area for the Marlette Lake 10 miler. Ran it last summer. My wife and I both ran it last summer. We're going to do it again this summer. Fun little race. And I won't be the only one from Chico up there. Lisa and I won't be the only ones. Real Deal Neil will be up there along with Greg. They're both running the 50K. So best of luck to them. It's a no joke 50K. I mean, it starts at 8,000 or 9,000 feet of elevation and goes up to, I think, over 11,000 feet. So it'll be a good test of their lung capacity and their endurance. But I'm confident they'll do well. It's a good time. It's Lake Tahoe, so it's beautiful. So it's a win-win, no doubt about it.
How awesome. I've got a nickname for Greg. It's G-Money.
G-Money.
Because his last name's Stein.
Yep.
So we've got Real Deal Neil. We've got the form. Now we've got G Money in the fold. We got Pusha Pete in the fold.
That's right.
So we're expanding on the nicknames.
Yeah. A good nickname goes a long way. But remember, the big thing with nicknames is you can't give yourself a nickname. So
I've been given a lot of people nicknames. So
well, then they're authentic.
Yeah.
which is certainly what we're going for. Yeah. Anything else been happening around Chico with the running?
Yeah, well, I just think we had a wild performance from a couple people this past weekend. Karen ran Point Moriah Trail Run, I think it was called, and had just massive amounts of elevation. And hats off to her for finishing it. And Kevin Radke is just an absolute animal and went out and won the Folsom 100K, I think, or 100 mile. I don't know. I'll look that up real quick. But it's nice to have someone from Chico winning a race like that. He was crewed by Matt Bonner, who obviously knows what he's doing. Incredible.
Yeah. And speaking of nicknames, I think Matt Bonner needs a nickname, and I have one for him. Those of you who are listening that know Matt Bonner, this guy is tall and got the longest legs. I think Daddy Long Legs might be about the best nickname we can do for Matt Bonner. So, Matt, if you hear this, you're now officially Daddy Long Legs.
Book it. Chalk it up.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, good for him for getting down there and supporting Kevin. I haven't met Kevin, but now I'm going to be on the lookout and try to find him. Another probably really interesting fellow to talk to about running and endurance and stuff like that.
100 miler.
Wow.
Yeah. No joke. And last year he finished DFL, dead effing last.
That's incredible.
And then turns around this year, puts in the work, and goes and wins that thing.
That's so cool. And
isn't that cool?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about this a lot, like, why do you run? You know, is it to be competitive with other people? Is it for yourself? And clearly that was for himself, right? You don't go from DFL to first place because you want to beat other people. That's like challenging yourself and pushing yourself to get better. So congratulations to him. Congratulations to Karen for her performance up in the mountains as well. Coming up this weekend, really cool event put on by Chico Running Club.
Yeah.
The Perfect Mile.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that we played a role in Lower Bidwell being repaved, but I think we've mentioned that, like, we mentioned it on a podcast, and a couple weeks later they started repaving it. So the powers that be, thank you for paving Peterson Drive. But the Chico Running Club is putting on a Perfect Mile race on the new pavement in Lower Bidwell Park this weekend, Saturday the 9th at 7:30 a.m. It is free. So anyone that's hearing this that wants something fun to do to support the local running community, ChicoRunningClub.com is where you can sign up. Go there, sign up, show up, run the fastest mile you can. Enjoy it, and good luck to everyone who participates.
Yeah, and hats off to Mike O'Connell, man. Thanks so much for the support. Some of the messages on Strava and just seeing that you're tuning in and what we're saying, you know, is inspiring and people are listening, sure means a lot. And yeah, Mike's a fan, and that I'm a fan of Mike.
Yeah,
big time.
That's super cool of him to definitely drop a couple posts about us. So very cool. We appreciate that. And anybody who takes a little bit of time to listen to the goofiness that comes out of this podcast, we certainly appreciate.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, I think it's time we introduce a guest today. We got a special person sitting here in the studio that we should get to.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have, we call all these people local legends. This guy is absolutely a local legend, doing big things for the running community, specifically the youth running community in Chico. I've known Danny for, the last 5 or 6 years. All three of my kids at some point have run with Danny. So without any further ado, we have the co-founder of the Chico Striders Running Group, Danny DeMeo.
Yo, 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 boys. What's up?
Let's go.
Yeah. Danny, been bringing waiting the for energy. That. Yeah. Good to see you, man. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. So we have a bunch of things that we want to talk about today. We want to know all about Danny. We want to know about getting involved with the Striders, what you guys are doing, what's next up for Striders. And then we'll hit you with some just kind of fun questions at the end. And we'll go from there.
My brain is all yours. You ask me the questions and I'll answer. How about that?
Yeah, let's go for it.
First question, you do know Mike O'Connell.
I do. It's been a pleasure to actually get to know him over the last year. His daughter's also a Strider of ours and ran super fast this year. She was a girl that kind of went from picking roses on the side of the trail to, I think she ran a 620, 618 mile this past track season, which was super fun.
Holy cow. How old? How old?
She's seventh grade.
Wow. Amazing. Let's go.
Yeah. Good for her. Yeah.
So, and Mike's obviously with Chico Running Club, big supporter for our Run Strong Scholarship and Chico Running Club. But we had a lot of fun collaborating this year with the 4th of July 5K. So that was great to know him.
Yeah. Well, let's start from the beginning. So you've obviously been running for a long time. When did you start? How did it start? Why running? Take us back to the very beginning.
Gosh, the very beginning, it's so funny because I coach, the elementary, the middle school, and I didn't run when I was in elementary or middle school.
Yeah.
My sister, I got an older sister, I got two sisters, great. They're the ones that started running, and I was the one that was like, I'm never running. I'm never going to do that.
Yeah. Right? That doesn't seem like fun.
I'm a soccer guy. I don't run. And, my story is that I'm a little guy. I'm small, I was tiny. In high school, going into high school, here's a fun fact, I was 4'7", 70 pounds.
Wow.
So I was teeny tiny, right? And so I get on the soccer field and I just get clobbered, right? on the running side of it, I actually did pretty well. You know, yeah. I got to run away from people rather than people coming attacking me. And so I was a lot more successful.
Yeah.
Very early on in that regards. And so I very quickly realized, oh, I see why my sister does this. I get that. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Oh, that's cool. Where was that at? Was that in this area?
I grew up in Orange County, so okay. Southern California. I came to Chico for college.
Okay.
So I came to Chico State. I actually ran collegiately with under Gary Town.
Yes.
And I still remember my recruiting trip coming up here. You know, Orange County is a very concrete type of area.
Yeah.
And coming up here, it was pouring rain the entire time. And I would go for a run with the whole team, and it was muddy and wet and gross out. And I just loved it.
Okay.
Loved every minute of that park and was like, this is where I need to be.
Wow, that's awesome. So clearly to come to Chico State and run, you must have had a pretty successful running career in high school.
Yes, I was okay. I wasn't I was more of a walk-on at Chico State. I was a 9:58 2-miler in high school, a 4:32 type of mile.
Just a 4:32?
But that compared to what Chico State is now, I mean, you got guys breaking 4 minutes in the mile. Hats off to Damian Garcia. But so it was just a different time 20-plus years ago. But
sure.
I was kind of a walk-on type of kid and just worked my tail off.
Yeah. That's been a theme, Ross, with several people that we've talked to on here. It's, you know, maybe they weren't the most talented runners from the get-go, but the motor was there and the drive to be better and to work hard to get to wherever it is you wanted to do with running seems to be maybe part of the Chico running community.
Yeah, maybe there is. Maybe there's something in the water here.
Yeah.
Just fuels people.
Yeah, must be.
Legendary.
Yeah. So can you take a minute and kind of, I don't want to say brag, but brag about some of your best races, best times? I mean, as far as, you know, 5Ks, 10Ks, halves, whatever it is that you feel like sharing about, some of your running accomplishments.
So if I go back to college, I was like a five minute mile guy in the 5K. So I was like a 15:30 5K runner. Uh-huh. I was like a 32 minute 10K runner. So like 5:10 mile for the 10K. My favorite race probably was the 10 mile post college. And I ran a 53:30. So that's like 5:20 pace for 10 miles. I ran a 112 oh something in the half, so that was like a 5:30 pace in the half marathon. I never quite figured out the marathon. I ran a 2:39.
I ran a 2:39.
I was on that particular day. I was on pace at 5:45 pace, so I should have ran like a 2:30, you know, 5:36, uh-huh, something like that, you know, and just bonked. But I always kind of had that, like, in my world back in those days, it was always about speed. How fast can you go, right? Yeah. So even in that mentality of a marathon, it was how fast can you go, mm-hmm, and just pushing the body to the absolute limits of every race I did.
Yeah.
And so like that marathon just was a little bit of a stretch for me getting to that mentality of like, I want to be able to finish a marathon and like sprinting and kicking down. And so that's where my mentality is like, I didn't quite figure out the marathon.
Sure.
But yeah, I ran okay. I ran well.
I would say so.
Yeah. You know, we just had the USA Track and Field Championships this past weekend, which is pretty cool. And one thing you mentioned to me, you were back in the day, you were running 4:32 miles, and then you talked a little bit about Damian Garcia running near 4 minute miles for Chico State. And what's interesting about running is it seems like the sport progresses, like times keep getting shaved over time, you know, like.
Makes it exciting.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Isn't it interesting that like all these events, I feel like every year there are world records happening. There's records being broken here and there, that there's just a little bit of improvement every year. And, you know, people are working so hard for that. Why do you think something like that is? Like, why does that happen? Are we just super motivating each other?
I think if I go back to my college days, like, I feel like one thing that makes Chico State especially cross country, so great is you got like Gary Town. He recruits, but he also is very open and individual. So like you'll have 30, 40 guys that are very, very fast, all competing for seven spots. And, you know, when you put it in that particular element, you're going to get some very standout individuals that just make everybody better week after week after week after week. And that's what makes Chico State fun. But I believe that's what's happening in our sport, right? We're putting these very fast athletes all together. They're collaborating. They're working. We got science that is coming in like crazy. We looked at that breaking four for Faith, right? Yeah. And so the science is improving. I think that we're collectively coming together and improving our training. It's fun to watch. It's really fun to watch from the outside.
Yeah, it is. It's cool.
Speaking of those world championships, I don't know if either of you guys saw this, but the 200 meter or the 800.
142
by a 16-year-old.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah. We'll get to talking about someone locally who's a youngster that's just been killing it the last few years in the 800 at the high school level. But that's just incredible. I mean, I just 50-second first lap and just incredible stuff that these young folks are doing. You said it. You weren't a runner in junior high. I can't imagine being like, I want to go run like 4 or 5 miles when I'm 11. And we've said that before. Like, that's not what I was doing. I was like going to shoot hoops and play baseball and like not run like in loops or distances. So it's really cool to see the evolution, especially with the young folks, which is exactly who you are mentoring, coaching, and inspiring.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a pleasure to be that role. I feel like I'm a youth advocate, and my conduit is through the sport of running, right? Yeah. And so it's a lot of fun to be able to show these kids, share them with that spark that I think everyone here and all our listeners are probably have.
Yeah.
And be able to pass that spark on to a young individual that just let it just grow.
Yeah.
That's so cool. How did you transition from running yourself into like thinking about, hey, I want to mentor the next generation and I want to start coaching?
So if I take you back, I think that like my personality has always been like this coaching, teaching, like that's just kind of in me, that's for sure. But like I started coaching adults through Fleet Feet. So Fleet Feet gave me the opportunity to coach with them. You know, they taught me. Really, I remember my first program, I was like, I'm pretty nervous to be like a coach. I'll be like the assistant coach, right? And quickly figured out how to do it. And so then after a couple of years coaching under Fleet Feet, you know, that's where I kind of went to Paul and Christina and Shauna and was like, hey, I want to try a youth program.
Nice.
And so we actually did two programs, two seasons through Fleet Feet, under Fleet Feet.
Yeah.
And then in 2018, we became a nonprofit. So there was always a little bit of me that just wanted that nonprofit piece of it. And so from 17 to 18 in 2018, we transitioned over to that nonprofit side.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So that's how the Striders got started. It was like a collaboration with Fleet Feet and Paul and Christina initially, and then you broke off and made it your own thing and started a nonprofit in 2018. And here we are, Chico Striders, been going strong ever since.
Yeah. As of May of 2018, we became the nonprofit. So it's pretty awesome.
That's so cool. What was your initial goal and vision behind launching the club?
You know, it's what was the initial vision, right? I feel like every season that vision grows and grows and grows. But at the same time, the vision has always been the same, which is, you know, how do you, you know, I envision a space where running is available to every kid in our city, our county, you know, even the state, right? I mean, that's the vision. The vision is running takes you on a journey of life that goes beyond just medals and finishing times, right? Yeah. It takes you, opens up opportunities for you, right? And that's where I feel like the running opened up opportunities for me in my life and where I'm at today. And so it's just something that it has to be passed on, right? You can't just hold that gift to yourself. Mm-hmm. And so now here we are. We have this beautiful place where you are able to pass that gift along. And when you see that spark happen in those kids, it's worth it. It's so worth every moment.
You're giving me goosebumps, man. That's amazing.
Yeah. And as someone who has had firsthand experience with the Striders, right? I mentioned all three of my kids at some point have run with you. One of the first things that stood out to me when I brought Hannah out for Striders the first time was like, holy cow, this guy, Danny, is the guy to be leading this. There's no doubt. Just the positivity and the energy and the support that you bring, I think, is what keeps the kids coming back and draws kids in who are like, I don't know if running's my thing. I think you show them that it can be your thing. And as a parent, that's really, really nice to see that someone is doing this for all the right reasons, right? You're not out there to turn Striders into a money machine. No. You're out there to make running accessible, like you just said, and to welcome in anybody who wants to give it a try. And so again, as a parent, thank you for providing such a cool program that makes running accessible and appealing to so many kids.
You said something, and I think it's important for me to just say out loud, you know, money. I've never actually taken a dime from these programs, right? The money we bring in goes back out to the kids in every way we can, the scholarships, that kind of stuff. Probably 20% of our kids are Medi-Cal, so we do ask for, let's say, a program, $150, but that money is really subsidizing also the other family. So it's important to say that. At the same time, I appreciate the, you know, the kind words. I feel like I pour a lot of energy into it.
It's very clear. It's very obvious.
You know, and the other thing I would tell parents, right? So you also said, like, if you have a kid that's like, just like I was, I'm never going to run, right? There's two things I always say, right? It's like, at some level, get them out there. It's my job to help them fall in love with the sport, right? I know how to do that. We know how to do that. You know, we do it through the activities and the fun, and we build that culture is there. So just get them out, right? And then I'm also going to tell you that the first 2 weeks of any sport, whether it's running, basketball, baseball, soccer, right? Yeah. You're going to be sore. You're going to be tired. You're going to be, right? And so I always tell the kids on day one when they come out, and I go, if you're like, you got to give me like 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, come on out. I know you're probably here because your parent drug you here, you know, but this is a really cool place. We have a ton of fun.
Yeah.
And it's okay if you're sore. It's okay if you're tired.
Yeah.
You know, after about 2 or 3 weeks, your body's going to click and it's just going to feel great.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Have there been any early challenges, or like, let's just, if we backtrack to 2018, what were some early challenges in getting it off the ground?
So 2018, we probably had 15 kids.
Okay.
2019, we had 32 kids. Then COVID hit 2020. So we had no program in 2020. And then we kind of had to hit the restart button in kind of like 21, 22. You know, something that was really challenging during that time period was we had a smaller team. And so we basically had all the kids and all the ages together. And so when we first started, we really had this vision of middle school. But what happened is you had a middle school kid that also had an elementary school, you know, sibling, right? And so you very quickly had kids from 6 to 7 all the way up to 14 in one training program.
That's hard.
And it was really, really hard, right? And so through COVID, we ended up having to make small groups, right? So we had small groups. And then it was then trying to figure out what are the right groups to put together. So then we've kind of molded and shifted over the time from going from one big group to kind of elementary school and focused of a program around elementary school age, and then a program that's focused and kind of what middle school kids are capable of doing. So kind of two separate programs. But there was a lot of challenges in that way, right? Getting to where we're at, and the program is constantly changing.
So what makes it challenging coaching the different ages then? Is it just the development? Obviously, you know, later age and later teenage years, probably a little bit more advanced than your 6, 7, 8 year olds.
Yeah. And also probably even just like the language you use around a middle school kid versus a middle school kid. Right. Mm. So just even just how you motivate them is very different. You got the boy and girl relationship starting to happen. You've got the bad words that are starting to come out, the rebellious side coming in. So like, you know, you got to like kind of play that cool line a little bit, right? And the kid, like the younger elementary school kids, they just want to play. They just want to be hugged. They just want to be, you know, like, so you got to like, you know, in middle school, they're like figuring the middle of both of that stuff.
Yeah.
But, the middle school, you can do a little bit more in regards to, maybe mileage. The way my training programs work for the elementary school, we just do 2 days a week. The middle school is we do 3 days a week. The third day of the week for the middle school is actually a long run. If you think about every kid on a playground, what are they doing? They're sprinting around, right?
They're not pacing themselves.
They're not pacing themselves, right?
That's a hard thing to do. Even like we've talked about that, like as you know, grown-ups, like it's hard to be like, today I'm going to go easy. Like I'm not going to push the pace. I'm just going to go easy on myself and just accept that this is what that is.
Yeah, exactly. So teaching the more that the middle school age how to do kind of a longer run, how to, you know, kind of build that aerobic capacity up to a 3-4 mile, 5 miles is really the goal on that middle school side versus elementary school. We're probably staying closer at a park, doing more kind of like repeats.
Yeah.
But they're actually very successful at those, that interval style work.
Really cool. How about this? How do you balance competitiveness with keeping it fun for the kids? Because fun's got to be a huge element, right? When yes. you're working with younger kids.
So I want to reframe the word competitiveness.
Okay.
So racing is part of running, right? But that doesn't mean competitive. So when you think of my goal is we need a race so that we can have benchmarks and see that performance. And that builds into that confidence, right? Where you can say, hey, you ran 7 minutes in the mile, you know, at the beginning of the season, and now you ran a 6:40 in the mile, right? This is your performance. That's confidence building, right? So, but, and that is racing and that's a hard effort, but that's very different than competitive, right? So competitive means I want to go out there and I'm thinking of the high school level and I want to go out there and I want to beat PV or I want to beat Chico High or I want to beat West Valley, right? And so there's a little bit of my job is not to worry about the competitive side of it, right? My job is to have fun, build that strength. And then when they get to high school, that's when that competitive team, you know, going for medals and going for finishing actually really hits.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah. Leave it to the high school coaches to
it's just a different, there are a lot of youth teams that do what I do that are very focused on competitiveness. Mm-hmm. There's USA Track and Field and they have it all the way down to 6th, 7th, 8th. And it's very competitive. That's not my focus as my coach, as a coach or what we focus on as at Chico.
Yeah.
At Chico Striders.
So it sounds like it's an emphasis on the process of getting better every time you go out and run. How can I be a little bit better than the last workout? What did I learn so that I can get better this time? Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, it's like brushing your teeth, right?
Yeah.
If you brush your teeth once, you're never going to get better. But if you brush your teeth every single day, you never get cavities,
right?
That's
right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Just 1% better every day.
Just getting lost in the process of here's how I can do better. Here's how I can be a stronger runner, a better person. As a result of the hard work I'm putting in here, I can put in hard work in other aspects of my life as well.
All right. So we have basically three mission pieces, right? So we have confidence. We want to build confidence in the kids. Mm-hmm. We want them to feel like they're part of a community, mm-hmm. right? And then we want them to be able to wake up every day and say, I have a purpose, right? And so those are the three things from even day one we built this program. Those were the three words that we really built the program around. And I would say successfully, we're still mirroring that same purpose.
Yeah.
Every one of our eighth graders that graduate from track, they get a baton and engraved in it has those three words, right?
Yeah.
And so that's what they get to keep with them as a memorabilia of us.
Yeah. Just as a kind of an aside, you know, I mentioned my daughters and my son have run with you. And for what it's worth, Hannah still has, and Aubrey still have pictures of them from races in their Striders bibs that you guys took and you wrote a nice note on the back of it. So that goes a long ways. Like, you know, this was 3 or 4 years ago that they received those and they still look at them. And I still point them out like, hey, remember when you did that? And like, it's a point of pride. So I think that whatever your formula is, the magic, it works. You know, I see it from my girls. I have other friends whose kids have also run with you who have had nothing but positive experiences and see the growth in their children. And just they're involved. They're just really happy with the involvement, their family's involvement with the Striders.
Yeah. And you know, Hannah hasn't run for us in a couple of years, but that's okay, right?
Yeah.
It's okay that for kids to do multi-sports. It's mm-hmm. okay to do Striders for a season and then go do basketball for a season and go do baseball. Like, that's great.
Yeah.
Multi-sport athletes is great, right? And at some point, I'm sure Hannah's going to come back and try running again. And I'm sure, you know, it's the cycle and they're so young.
Hint, Pete.
Go.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. She's already been talking about, I think I want to run cross country at Chico High. I was like, great. Kevin Gert and Mark Kessler are awesome. You should go run with them. Yeah.
So exactly. So that bug was there. She knows that she mm-hmm. could physically do it.
Yeah.
And so it's okay to do multi-sport. And I will tell that over and over again. I'm not a guy that's saying you have to only run Striders for the next, you know, even though you're in middle school or elementary school, that's all you could do for now.
Yeah.
That's so interesting because I grew up playing basketball and baseball, and both of them were like year round. You know, if I wasn't in season, was playing some kind of travel ball. I was doing some kind of camps. If I wasn't playing basketball and baseball, I was playing a pickup game with friends out in the yard, kicking the soccer ball, throwing the football around. I mean, it was running wasn't something that was like, I guess, an opportunity in the area where I was, or it was and I didn't know about it. Mm-hmm. And I imagine there are a lot of like really good athletes that are doing similar things right now in their youth in the Chico area. Are there some that you're like looking at wishing like, man, I wish I could coach this kid because I know he could be so good, but he's obviously committed to these other sports?
So I see that all the time. I see that all the time. And it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, sure.
Right? So I also coach on outside of Chico Striders. A couple years ago, the opportunity came across my desk to coach a Chico Junior for the cross country program.
Awesome.
And so for 8 weeks, I coach a Chico Junior, and that's a different, it's a different class of individuals. It's a different crowd of athletes. But you do get some kids that are like, really, they're like, it's kind of an after school program, to be honest with you, right? From 3 to 5 o'clock, rather than going home or sitting in the blast classroom, they get to come, you know, for a run with us. And so you get these really cool kids that exactly what you said, but they're like, oh, no, I'm here for my friends. And then after that, after the 8 weeks, I'm never going to run again because I'm, you know, going off to basketball. And so, yeah. But occasionally you pick one of those up and you're like, you know, that you I get 8 weeks to spark the fire in them, yeah. Right? I'm like, yeah, you're here for right now because your buddy's here, but I get the chance now and you convert them and it's a lot of fun to see how good they can be.
Oh, yeah. So cool. Speaking of that, my good friend of mine's son ran with you last year at Chico Junior, Andrew Perrin.
Nice.
Actually, I just saw Seth, his dad, this weekend. He was up at Lassen as well. And he's like, yeah, Andrew, like, really got into cross country. Like, I didn't know if he was going to like it. But then he ended up really being into it and, like, was looking forward to going every day. So, again, I think it's a reflection of your coaching philosophy. Sure. And your coaching style that you can draw these kids in who, like you said, are there because I'm only here because my friends are here. Yeah. I don't want to be here. I want to go play basketball. But then, you know, you show them like there's a lot of good stuff that comes from this.
We have a lot of fun and yeah. They see that and they go, all right, I want to be part of that.
Yeah.
Love that. Can you share a memorable story about a breakthrough or growth moment from an athlete? Is there somebody that stands out that's really made some strides?
Yes. You know, this question is funny to me. When I think of that question, I think of, you know, probably 2 years ago, I had a parent that came up to me and was like, we have never been a sport family. Our kids have never been sport families. And now I'm here at 7:30 in the morning at the Rod and Gun Club to be with you to go for a run, right? And so I share that story because I feel like my success stories are a little bit different than, I have a lot of kids that perform very, very well, right? Mm-hmm. That will go from, you know, like Zoe, Mike's daughter, who went from basically a 7-8 minute girl all the way down to, she ran 6:20 this season, just like blew it off, right? And it was like, this is awesome, right? And so we have those. We had Julie Plummer, who ran a 5:16 in the mile, right? Oh, as an eighth grader. Like, that's incredible.
Wow.
So we had a couple boys run 5:20. We've got you know what, so all of those are super fun, but I think the things that stand out to me is when the parents come to me and they go, my kid just feels like they're part of this community, and, you know, thank you. And so those are the ones that, yeah, like you really change, you hit. My other funny story I think about when I hear that question, I had a parent and I was like, gosh, I'd love to get Landon out to a race. Like, I just can't get him to a race. And he's like, I was talking to the dad and the dad's like, yeah, he doesn't really want to do the races. However, every day he goes home now and he's watching like ultra marathoners on YouTube. And like, you know, he's like, he just loves to be on the trail. Right. Oh. And so it's, you know, like, it's like, oh, like, okay, like, great. Right? So that success is that impact is just a little bit different maybe at my level than maybe the high school where I could, yeah, share like, oh, they broke 4 minutes in the mile. Right.
Yeah.
So lots of those kind of stories, I guess.
Love that.
Yeah. Why don't we take a pause for a minute And this break is brought to you by strides. Every once in a while, it's good to work in some high effort strides in those running workouts. So get out there, hit the pavement, run casually, but then work hard every now and then.
Especially on Peterson Memorial, where it's freshly paved.
That's right. Join Chico Run Club this weekend for the perfect mile.
Strides.
Strides.
Okay, so a lot of wonderful stories coming from the community, breakthrough athletes, growth happening from all these young striders. It's a reflection, I guess, a bit of Chico being a great running community and a great place for running. You're obviously very familiar with it, having done your thing at college and now doing your thing coaching and helping out. What do you think makes Chico such a great place for running?
I think the community and the community came together this past, spring through this Run Strong scholarship, but it's by far the people. The amount of support that we've had over the years is incredible. I've always kind of said, like, our program has grown from word of mouth, and that is just the positivity of just being shared throughout our running community. Mm-hmm. And so that's, you know, hats off to that. But, you know, I love, you know, one of my favorite things as a coach is to be able to take these kids to these trails that we have, right? Take them to Salmon Hole, take them to Bear Hole, take them to the Annie Trail. I mean, it's take them to 10 Mile House Road and they're on the cliffs, you know, and they're just looking over and going, yeah, you live here. And they're like, I've never been here before. You grew up here. Right. So that's special.
That's really cool. You mentioned the Run Strong scholarship.
Whoop, whoop.
Did I get that right? Yeah. This is something that made a tremendous impact and is so cool. I want to learn a little bit more about it. I do know that my main man, Sean Murphy's son, was one of the recipients of the scholarship. Sean and I go way back. I used to collaborate with him a little bit when I was doing sports for the local news, and he was writing for the Enterprise Record and then started working for Chico State. And when I saw Sean's son was one of the recipients, I was like, what? Let's go. Yeah. I know Sean. Like, that's amazing. And can you share a little bit about what the Run Strong scholarship is and like how it all worked and which kids benefited? Just all Run Strong scholarship talk. Break it down.
Okay, so I want you to think about our community, right? And these kids, right? And we're making a cultural shift. We're making a cultural shift of giving back, of loving one another, right? And so the reality is, I went out to multiple of our running clubs. I went to Chico Running Club. I went to Bidwell Running Club. I went to Fleet Feet. You know, I went to this the original A-Team, which is a group of older gentlemen that are still racing. And side note real quick, I was talking to Tony Ruggle, and he's like, what's my email address? I'm like, what's your email address? He's like, tRuggle at 408 or something. He's like, 408's my mile time. Like, you know, you're like, you don't even know it, right? Like, these guys are, they're like classic old. They're just they're just so cool, right? Anyways,
is Bobby Hastings part of the
Bobby Hastings yeah. okay. part of that group?
Good old Bobby,
right? Kim Ellison and
Ellison. So I taught in Paradise for a long time. I know Kim Ellison. That guy is an absolute riot.
He's broke the 4 minute mile back.
I know
in the day.
He's incredible. Side note: if you ever get the chance, and if you haven't already, ask him about his Vietnam experience, because that's a mind blowing story. But anyways, carry on.
Okay, so we're making a cultural shift, right? I've said this before, but when these kids, when they feel that giving back of that community, right, and they feel that love, they're going to grow up to being those loving, giving back individuals, right? And that's what we want. We want that cultural shift. As they get older, they're then giving back to the program or giving back to our community. And so, you know, it was really powerful, you know, this year. So 2 years ago, I started this, and I had my first girl. Again, we started in 2018. So I really had my first girl graduating, going off to college. Her name is Chloe Alchin. And Matt and Caitlin, Samantha, we sat in the room. We were like, we have to give this girl a scholarship, right? And so that was like a no-brainer. We're giving her $1,000, right? And I went to Chico Running Club and said, will you partner with us? And they said, absolutely, right? So we each split the $500 and was able to award that to her. The following year was Austin Hine. Austin Hine, might recognize that name, but Jackson Hine's brother.
Yeah.
He was our second individual going off to college. Very deserving, hardworking individual. He was our second athlete going off. So it was a no-brainer again. So then my program has grown so much, right? So we went from, I told you, 15 kids. This past track season, I had 125 kids in the program.
That's amazing.
Right?
Incredible.
So realistically, every season now, I'm having 25, 30 kids go from 8th grade to 9th grade, right? So in 4 years from now, I'm going to have 25 kids applying for that scholarship, right? So I really, I'm projecting into the future, and I said, okay, it's time to make an actual application process. So all the kids, they had to do an application, a cover letter, and do a 2 to 3 minute video. And some of them didn't like that, right? But, with all the AI world, I was like, you can't cheat this, right? Yeah. You got to actually give me a heartfelt response and record your response.
I love that.
And,
good move.
And, yeah. And give me an actual, what does this mean to you? But I took those stories, I took those videos, and I went to those individuals, the leaders of those groups, and I shared that story over and over and over again. And I sat down, I texted, I called for a couple months straight. And my goal, I set a goal in December of $1,000 scholarships, of $5,000. And it was not that it was the held out, but Fleet Feet was probably one of the last ones that was, that I was just kind of going through the motions. And Christina called me and was like, yeah, we want to contribute, $1,000 to the scholarship. And it was like, I was driving home from work and I was talking to her and I just remember this emotional, just like, I did it, I got it.
Yeah,
like,
dude,
we're right. There, you know? And to then be able to call those individual athletes that were getting that scholarship and share that news, it was pretty special. It was really fun and kind of, again, just pulling that whole community together and really, it's a momentum that was started, right? Like from the high school level, they got to see it, and now these clubs, they're getting to see it. And so I don't think I'm gonna have to work as hard next year, which is really really fun.
You're just setting such a good example to these runners and these younger kids in the Striders program. True. About what it takes to be a positive member of your community, right? You're doing all this work because it's good for everybody. It's not good for Danny, it's good for everybody. And I think that when kids see that, like they literally see you doing this, that has a bigger impact than you saying you should do this because it's the right thing to do, right? Model it. Show them exactly what you are doing. Live what you're talking about. Don't just talk it. And I think, again, it's a testament to clearly this whole Striders thing is so intentional. Yeah. It's not happening by accident that 125 kids show up for track season. It's intentional with the way that you've grown it and the way that you run the program.
And maybe that's a good way to say shout out. And I just want to thank you. I want to thank my coaches. I want to thank Matt Garcia. I want to thank Caitlin Fishburn and Sam Anthony Watkins. And I got Tony Rubio, and I've got Walker Duchesne, and we have Will Martin. I've got so many individuals. Yeah. Alondra Swengler.
Yeah.
We have Megan Rollins has been by my side for a very long time. Christina Plummer's been by my side for a long time. I'm sure that I'm forgetting a few. Shauna was part of the program very early. Yeah. Kirsten Starmer was part of the program very early. And so there's a whole lot of people that have come through that have helped and supported kind of these missions. I have not done it alone. So a huge thank you to every one of them. And again, I apologize if I'm missing somebody, but it takes a tribe, right?
Yeah.
It takes a village.
Yeah.
It takes
and,
a village.
You know, my experiences with those other coaches too is all positive, right? It's just been so great. Having two daughters and wanting them, like you said, build the confidence in what they're doing and who they are, having female coaches involved is such a huge piece of that puzzle for young girls in athletics. So huge amount of respect for making sure that there's representation for everybody out there. So just another piece of the puzzle that is clearly so intentional how you do this stuff.
Yeah. And to your point, I love our female coaches. They're so very important. You have, I think there's a stat that something like by the age of 15 or something, most females kind of drop out of that sports side of it. And so to your point, 100%, keeping them positive, keeping them feeling like this is something they can do and do successfully, and motivating them in every single way. That's definitely a very important part. So if you have a desire, if you are someone that mission matches with you, especially on the female side, we'd love to have you as a coach. We'd love to have you as a volunteer. So please come out, let me know. Absolutely.
Definitely.
It's a solid plug right there.
Yeah.
Hey, what about this? You had five recipients of the Run Strong
we did.
Scholarship?
Yeah, yeah, so each recipient got $1,000.
Okay, and that was this year.
Yeah.
We mentioned Connor Murphy, I believe his name is.
Carter Murphy.
Carter Murphy. Who were the others?
So we had Jackson Hines. So Jackson, he was the individual that went to state. He got fourth, I think that's right. Apologize. Fourth at the state meet.
In the
800 meter, he ran a 152. Incredibly fast. So he's going to Berkeley.
Let's go.
Yeah, he's going to Berkeley
on
to
run scholarship.
So he's going on. He's going to our $1,000 scholarship, Run Strong scholarship. I'm sure he's getting something from Berkeley as well. We had Holly Alchin. Her sister also received that a couple years ago, but just a really great family. An individual that has worked so. She's the girl that's in the gym, you know, not missing a single practice, working her tail off, had to deal with some injuries through the way, so really had to fight for what she earned. But she posted one of the top, you know, several of the top 10 times at PV. And she's going off to Monterey. I can double check that. But yeah.
CSU Monterey Bay.
Yeah. So she wants to go do kind of ocean and marine biology.
Perfect.
Yeah. Nigel Daly. Nigel, he's going to Sacramento State. He actually missed the award ceremony because he was actually out. He joined like a junior firefighter crew and he was out on the green fire. So his dad came and he sent me a little video because I asked him to send me a little thank you video and he's all dirty and everything. It was great.
I love that.
Yeah. But like again, like a hardworking kid,
yeah.
You know, he's 18 years old and he's already fighting fires for us. Right. So, Grady Denman. So Grady, my favorite story about Grady was when he was little, him and his dad are warming up for a race, and I run over to them, and you know, and I'm like, "You guys got to join Striders. And dad's like, "Okay, yeah, all right, you know, stay away, crazy guy," you know. And then like, a few months later, another race comes up, and, you know, I don't know what the bidable cost or something. I run back over there, and I'm like, "You guys got to run Striders. And his dad's like, "You've already talked to us. We know, you know." And I'm like, "I'm sorry, but you got to run." Yeah. And then finally, his dad signed him up, so I got to coach him for a couple of years. So yeah, I think those are the five. So.
Dude, that's amazing. The local community, the stories you're sharing of these athletes and their parents, it must just be so cool to see it come to fruition from them and for them to get scholarships and to, you know, be awarded something that you've put a lot of work into. And it must be so gratifying and satisfying when Christina gives you that call and says that Fleet Feet's going to donate $1,000. And I'm sure this is going to continue to grow. You mentioned the Run Strong Scholarship Award Ceremony. There was a little bit of a race put on, a 5K, if you will, right? That how this unfolded. Like, can you explain kind of how the award ceremony went down within this wonderful running community?
Yeah, I called it a 5K, but we didn't time anything. I basically put out mile markers 1, 2, and 3, right? But I didn't actually physically time it. It was there. We were there to really celebrate the athletes. So we showed up. We spent probably about 20-25 minutes just talking and celebrating them and sharing the stories about those athletes. And then we all went for a community run. So less about speed, more about just the togetherness on that one. But it was a lot. It was so fun again to be able to pull a Bidwell Running Club together and Chico Running Club together and the original A team together with these athletes. And you had Chico High's coach there and PB's coach there and Butte College, a couple kids from there, you know, like, so it was really cool just to get that community together. And it's such a simple thing, but it was special.
There were a couple ringers in that race, huh, that were like, "I'm going to run this thing hard."
I didn't really pay attention, to be honest with you.
As Danny goes out and runs a 19-minute
run. I was just enjoying myself. I was very happy to be there in that moment, and that was, you know, accumulation of hard work. So
awesome. What other key events or meets do you guys organize or are involved with?
It's all about growth, right? So we have event side, and then we kind of have the nonprofit side. So if I stay on the nonprofit, the community fundraising side of it, you got the Run Strong Scholarship, and then right now we're actually heavily working on this backpack drive, and so it's really special. I work for InterWest Insurance, and they're actually matching InterWest employee donations and stuff, and so some local people have also donated goods. And so what we did is we basically said, hey, teachers, right? So our teachers are our heroes. Our teachers are the ones that are spending their money out of pocket for school supplies. And so we said, let's help our teachers, right? And they're the ones actually directly impacting our athletes. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of opened up a survey on our website that says, hey, if you are a teacher and you need some supplies, add your wish list here. And so we had 35 teachers add their wish list. And we've actually collected almost $5,000 of donations, and we were able to fill 35 wish lists of teachers. And so I really vision,
that's so cool.
I really vision that list being 100, right? And I vision that list being so much more where we're able to directly get to those teachers. And so that's exciting. That's fun.
So if someone wants to get involved with donating to that cause, or if there's any teachers out there who want to send you that wish list, how do they go about doing that?
Get on our website, get on ChicoStriders.com, go on our support section. We've got the backpack drive, we've got the Run Strong Scholarship, we've got our general donation type of site as well. So get on our website. We've got a lot of great information on there, and it's growing.
Yeah, incredible. Really cool stuff.
Tell us about Beat the Coach Mile.
Yeah.
How did that start?
Oh, man. I love Mile. So again, this is my brain going, how am I going to build an alumni run when I have no alumni? Right. So picture it, right? Back in 2017, one of our first programs, I'm like, let's finish the season off with a mile race. And all you guys have to, girls, you have to try to beat me. And guess what? You can't beat me. Right. But then what happens? Right? They get older.
Yeah.
I get older. They get older. I get older. They get older. I get older. Right. And so it's been a lot of fun to be able to. So they're like, they're in high school and they're like, I'm coming to the Beat the Coach Mile because I want to beat you, coach. And they do. Right. And so you have this really special moment when they're like coming up to you and they're like, I got you, coach. Right.
Student becomes master.
Yes. Right. So again, we had 10 to 30 runners type of thing doing that Beat the Coach Mile. So last year we had 122 show up to the Beat the Coach Mile.
Oh my
right?
gosh.
And my son came out for the first time, which was a lot of fun.
Axel.
Exactly. Yeah. So he was 6 and he ran a mile. I kind of ran with him a little bit more because I didn't, aww, you know, wasn't, but it was a special moment for me of having him come out to that event and see it. And so obviously for him, at some point he's going to beat me. And the question is, what age will he get me?
Yeah.
He won't get it easy, though.
I'd say it's going to be a while, right? You're going to keep serving up some humble pie for at least a few more years.
It won't be so easy for him.
But all of a sudden, Danny's going to get way into working out again. He's going to be out there doing speed workouts 3 days a week in a couple more years.
But it's always kind of been an alumni type of run. And it's connecting with it's the start of the cross-country season for Chico High, for PV. We've had Butte College out there. I've had Garytown out there with some of the college athletes. And so it's just this really special moment where you have junior high, elementary, high school coming together in one day. And then I when I was in college, my coach gave like this an award. Actually, the athletes gave it to, they chose it, but it was called the Hammer Award, right? So the kid that was ready to really just hammer down the season, just crush it, right? They put the work in over the summer. Anyway, so the awards that I give out for first, second, third of middle school and high school is I basically give away, was that 3, 6, 9, so 12 hammers, right? And so who's the high school athletes ready to hammer down the season, right? And so it's kind of a cool little like finisher award.
The Thor Award.
Yeah.
Hammer down.
So that one comes from Garytown, passing it down. It's fun.
That's Mjolnir being handed out to everybody. Oh, so cool.
How many kids beat you this last go around?
So it's not a fair question to ask because I ran with my child. But
smart. Well played. Yeah. Well played.
Yeah.
I'm gunning for him this year. Yeah. How about that? Cool. But it's fun. I always, in the past, I've, you know, when I really push it, I always took a picture with the kids that beat me, right? So it's fun.
What a good idea, man. That's great. And it kind of launches the running season for some of these
launch of
other organizations and schools. That's really cool.
Yeah. So going back to the Striders, right? You do two seasons. You do a cross country season.
Yeah.
You do a track season. Can you tell us about some of the meets that you guys go to for those two seasons or the races that you guys participate in?
Yeah, totally. So they are different, right? So I grew up in the sport, of running. So really spring is track and field and fall is cross country, and fall is a very team sport. Fall is out on the trails, and track is around an oval. Right.
Yeah.
Not to say that we only train around the oval, but that's we do once a week on the track surface. So a little more speed focus. We've got like 400, 800 mile type of training program for the elementary and middle school. And then cross country is really kind of like 1.2 to to 2.5 probably mile type of distances. Mm-hmm. So track, we had a really cool track season this past year. We got rented out Butte College one day, and we have 125 kids in the team, so we just did like an air squad meet, and it felt like a real thing.
Yeah,
right? Nice. So that was a lot of fun.
And what events did you run at that event?
So we did mostly a lot of relays. So we did 4x1, 4x2, 4x4, and we threw in some, you know, the 100, the 200, the 400, the 800.
Yeah.
I think the 800 was the furthest we did, and then we did the shot put and a long jump. But so that was a lot of fun, and Butte College is much easier to get access to the track than our Chico Unified, unfortunately. But they were super welcoming having us. That was a lot of fun. We put on this Fast Five race. We've done it for a couple of years. Chico High has been a super help for that, of doing all the race timing. But this is an event where it's a little more competitive. Mm-hmm. We bring in teams from Redding, from Sacramento, from Vacaville. There's a bunch of teams all around that are very club-oriented. Mm-hmm. And that gives the kids a little bit more that want that competitive piece, going to that competitive word. But they actually get to race a little bit, right, where you got some kids that are pushing them to a little bit faster of a time. And so that's a lot of fun. So all of the proceeds of that event go directly to Chico High. So this year we were able to donate just about $2,000 to Chico High Track and Field from that event. So again, we've been able to do that kind of repetitively year over year. So that's a nice little, you know, extra pocket change for them for 3 hours of work or 4 hours of work.
Yeah.
And the kids help. You know, the high school kids come and they're the ones that are putting it on with us.
Well, and how many of those kids were Striders?
Yeah, so many.
5 years ago.
Yeah, it's so fun to watch, right? They're the ones on the sideline cheering on the younger because they remember. They remember being there. The other event that was really cool that we picked up this year was Growing Healthy Children. So this is an event that's been going on for 19 years. They lost their nonprofits. They were being supported by a nonprofit, and they lost that nonprofit. And they reached out to us. They came to Chico Striders and said, hey, can you be our nonprofit to fill our void?
Wow.
And it directly matches our vision. And so that was something that was really special this year. It's a free event. It's a 1 mile and a 5K. It brought in about 400 or 500 kids that came out. And it was awesome. And the best part about it was we raffled off really cool things. We gave away like 5 free brand new bikes and helmets. We gave away card programs and so there's a lot of really cool raffle stuff that came out that was good. And so we're just going to grow that piece of it. Mm-hmm. That whole, what is a growing healthy child and how does that fit in with our mission? And so really kind of building out sponsors and supporters around that particular, from the health, the physical, the mental, you know, the what are the services around that? Wow.
That's really cool that they sought you out and said, can we work with you? So clearly, again, the mission is obvious and clear to outsiders that don't know the Striders.
Yeah. So that's special. And then we picked up this year, so we picked up that. We picked up, you know, partnering with the Chico Running Club with the 4th of July 5K and then the Beat the Coach Mile. You know, from their cross-country season really transitions to some of those, races that are with all of the junior high. So I would say Striders isn't necessarily the host of that, but we are kind of in the background of a lot of that stuff, especially I am working at Chico Junior. So that's a lot of legwork, but we had 300 kids on the cross country program in Chico Unified out there at Hooker Oak Park, you know, every Thursday doing some races together. That's like a 1.2 mile race, those middle school kids. So it was a lot of fun.
That's incredible.
Seems like a large percentage for youth to be dialed into the running scene around here.
Or at least getting some exposure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, and you're doing something, man. Yeah. You're doing something.
Yeah. And I think running is one of those things that, you know, like Ross and I didn't really pick up running and get serious about it until, I was 34 and Ross was late 30s.
Yeah. So I don't know if I'm serious yet.
Yeah.
By the way.
Well, how many days in a row is it, Ross?
Yeah.
I'd say it's pretty serious.
I'm just saying I've got a lot of room for growth.
Yeah. I think running is one of those things that, you know, kids can do it when they're young. And like you said, maybe move away from it because they want to pursue all these other things. But it's always going to be there, right?
Exactly.
Running doesn't require a lot of you other than throw on some comfortable shoes, get outside, move around for as long as you feel comfortable moving around. It's not like soccer or baseball or basketball where realistically you might need 4, 5, 6, 10 other people to really get into it where Danny wants to run. Cool, he's going to throw on his shoes and go out for a half hour by himself.
Right. Isn't that the powerful part about running, right? Whether you're high, your life is in a high or a low, you need running. You need that outlet to be able to manage you know, your emotions and life and yep. what's coming at you. And, you know, I think to me, running is that mental space where I just get to think and mm-hmm. be to myself, right?
Yeah.
And so to be able to pass that on for them to have that for their whole life as a tool
yeah.
is important.
Well, especially given where we're at now with so much input all the time,
yes.
right?
Yes.
To be able to step away from the screens and all the noise, right? To be out in Upper Bidwell Park on Annie Bidwell for an hour by yourself is incredibly cleansing and useful. I'll just say that it's very useful.
It's one of my rules on both the Strider side as well as Chico Jr. is phones are not allowed, right? Yeah. And I get it for a safety standpoint. If the parent wants to have it, you know, put it in a phone mm-hmm. pocket. But realistically, yeah. put the phones in the car. You don't need them. Put yeah. them away. Yep. And it's hard for them. It's so hard for them. Yeah.
What if you're vlogging your runs?
Yeah. 12-year-olds aren't vlogging their runs. They're trying to get on Snapchat. Yeah, so Striders is just a great program. I think that's what hopefully everybody that hears this walks away with sure. is that what Striders is doing is so much more than kids going out to run, right? You made that very clear. And I think I had an idea of that, but to hear it all spelled out so clearly about what the bigger mission here is with supporting the community, creating good citizens that are going to continue to give back to mm-hmm. their community, is just really important. And goes back to kind of what we were talking about before we started recording with, why did you guys start this podcast? Well, because Chico has this incredible running community that's so much more than I think a lot of people realize. And I think talking with you today, Danny, has shown like there's like we've really only scratched the surface with the Chico running stuff. So this is another level. And I'm appreciative of what you've done for my kids specifically with running, but also all the kids in Chico who are participating, whether it's through Striders, whether it's at Chico Jr. with you. It's just a really positive part of Chico, and I hope it keeps going and going and going for a very long time.
And I think that's the goal, is to make it sustainable so it doesn't, right? Long past me, you were setting up the right community outlets and the right processes so it doesn't just die down with one person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think from my perspective, it's been cool to learn about this because I wasn't very familiar with Chico Striders going into our conversation tonight. I did a little bit of research, but I'm not in Pete's similar position of having children who've participated in the organization. So to learn about what you're doing is like mind-blowing. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And I think you alluded on something that's really important, that perhaps now more than ever, running is really important because it does provide you with an opportunity to free your mind a little bit when you're out there. And we need avenues like that as a society now more than ever. And to provide youth with that opportunity to instill that in young runners right now, like that's big time. I mean, that's you could definitely see this continuing to grow and continuing to be something super valuable. So good on you for having the foresight, Danny. That's mm-hmm. amazing.
Yeah.
You know, what's next? What's next for Striders?
You know, the how do you continue to grow it, right? I mean, every year, every season, you know, something gets a little bit easier. Let's say the Run Strong Charger might be a little bit easier. And so then you develop the next big thing, right? I see a bigger than Chico. I see a Redding. I see a, you know, getting to this NorCal piece of it. I definitely see an impact getting larger and larger. My board might hate me for saying that, but that's okay, right? But it's also us getting structurally set up and sound for those type of bigger, larger possibilities. Maybe there's some grants involved in that type of stuff, but I think it's developing what we have and make sure we're doing it right.
Really cool.
Definitely. So whenever we have somebody on, we like to ask them some kind of fun, rapid fire questions, whatever, however you feel like answering these questions, it's absolutely acceptable. There's no wrong answers unless we don't like them and then we'll tell you that you're wrong. No, just kidding about that. But so we'll just hit you with them. Favorite place to run, whether it's a trail, whether it's a town, a city, favorite place? Be as specific as you can.
I really enjoy the 10 Mile House Road. I love getting down, getting into the just to Chico Creek, just getting down there and getting out into the, just getting it far away. Okay. Right? I love that piece of it.
Yeah.
Do you like climbing up?
Love hills. I've always been a hill guy.
Yes. You know? Let's go.
Yeah. I've Absolutely. Always been a hill guy.
Absolutely.
Do some Green Gate repeats.
Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah. That's all right. It's not too late.
Paul Smith and I, we used to race up that thing all the time.
Did you really?
Oh yeah.
No race way.
Up that thing.
We had fun. Yeah.
Paul's
yeah.
no joke. So
Paul's no joke.
I bet Danny's no joke either. Yeah, though. Yeah, let's go.
Can't confirm.
My Paul Smith, real quick story. We were racing together. So post college, we did Chico Track Club, and so him and I, we were on the same team together racing. I just remember so many times we're in the half marathon, 10 miles or something. He'd come back up next to me, and he would just start talking smack in the middle of the thing, just like, "You tired? You tired? Why are you tired? I'm not tired at all, right?"
No, I'm not tired either. Yeah. I'm definitely not tired. Yeah, panting.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
So heart Paul, rate's off the charts. Yeah,
Paul was always good fun to race him, but yeah.
There's no competitiveness, Danny. There's yeah. no competitiveness.
Until Paul comes around, and then it gets
and
competitive.
And then it's, oh. Then I didn't say I wasn't competitive.
Yes, yeah. very true. Good
elementary,
point.
Elementary, middle school.
Yeah.
I'm definitely competitive.
All right, so when you're out for a solo run, just getting some Danny time, are you putting on headphones, or are you going au natural?
Never headphones. Never Always, headphones. Yeah. I just need space to think in my head.
Yep.
I love that.
Yep.
I love that. Space to think.
Yep.
I think you've kind of unlocked something for me. I don't really listen to music much when I'm out running either. And I think there's a lot of value in, you know, going long distances and just being able to think about some things.
Right. Well, and that builds that ability to go out and run long distances, right? To be able to get to those dark places where I talk about the pain cave.
Pain cave.
Like getting in there and making sure that you have the fortitude to push through that and keep going. So, yeah, good on you. Best piece of coaching advice you've ever received?
Best coaching I've ever received. You know, I feel like this goes back to my high school days. I had a wonderful high school coach. He's the person that really kind of gave me that spark early on. You know, I was a tiny individual. I was, you know, 4'7", 70 pounds, tiny. And I just remember him just being like, "Danny, I don't see a small guy, right? I see a big heart, right?" Yeah. So like, ignore the size and get out there and just do what you do best, right? And so I feel like it was impactful then. It's still impactful. You know, I kind of always had that like quote, like, it's not the size of the dog in the fight, mm-hmm. it's the size of the fight in the dog. You know, that yeah. was kind of my senior quote, and so that kind of always just stayed with me.
Yeah, very good.
Love that one.
Yeah. Someone's just starting to run, whether it's one of your striders, maybe somebody showing up for Chico Junior High. Maybe it's somebody when you were coaching Fleet Feet, coaching adults. What's the best piece of advice you would give to someone brand new to running, just coming out to start their running journey?
Be patient, listen to your body, be easy on yourself, right? So running is hard. There's no doubt about it. Running is hard.
Yeah.
And so I'm always telling my kids, be patient. You know, mm-hmm. give me 2 to 3 weeks. Be easy on yourself. Don't compare yourself to the other kids.
Yep.
Yeah, that's probably it.
You know, that's been a lot of several of the responses when we've asked people, what would you tell someone? Like, what's the coaching advice you give someone brand new? And it's often something along those lines, like, you're not going to be great at this at first.
You won't be.
And you can't go out and run as hard as you possibly can from the jump. Listen to your body is such important advice.
And as you feel those niggles and you feel things, it's okay to take time. And I wish someone had told me that a lot earlier, right?
Like, yeah.
You don't need to run every single day. And I know there's a lot of mileage people, right? It took me a long, long time to figure that out.
Womp, womp, womp.
It took me a long time to figure that out, that I was healthier by listening to my body.
Yeah. Well, I think Bobby Hastings is on a 16-year running every day streak, which
nuts.
Is absolutely sick.
Yeah.
What would impressive. You say to someone like that, though? Like, I'm looking at my stats this year. I've run 1,433.6 miles. We had a guy, Logan, in the area, just eclipsed 2,000 miles for the year.
I said, listen to your body. Did your body feel okay?
Love that. Let's go, Danny. Yeah. Knuckles, dog. You got me, dude. So, best coach ever, dude. So I'm in.
If you are feeling something, you need to be able to be able to say, I'm okay stepping away from that mileage streak. I'm okay taking a rest day and not feeling the guilt not feeling like you have to push another day, another repeat, another thing on you.
Well, and I think you do a good job of that, right? It's not going out and running hard every day or running distances every day. Okay, here's a fun one. You just finished a race, right? We'll say you like the 10-mile distance. You just finished a 10-mile run or a 10-mile race. You worked your tail off. You got to eat and drink something. What are you going for?
Before run, I'm always doing probably like a banana and like some sort of a protein power bar type of deal.
Okay.
And I would say post run, I've always kind of have like electrolytes, something in my bottle.
Okay.
So I'm kind of pounding that. And then probably a piece of fruit right after too.
Okay.
And then if I can get a power bar or something, you know, it's probably like a, you know, post snack type of thing right then and there. But I would say that's in my car.
Yeah.
I would say that's directly within probably 15 minutes of being done type of deal.
Okay.
What about something you've trained a lot for and it's like, yes, I got the work done. I'm going to have some pizza or I'm going to have a burger.
What is my favorite food? Is that what you want to know?
Yeah.
Is that what you want to know?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm an Italian guy, right? So, DeMeo, right? So, so I grew up with pasta, right?
Let's
so,
it's go.
Like, I grew up with Thanksgiving Day, you have the turkey and you have pasta, right? Like, Christmas Day, you got pasta, right? Yeah. So, I'm going
to prime rib and pasta.
Yes. Yes. I am a pasta guy, right?
Turkey and raviolis was always my house. Yep. Oh, that's cool. And then maybe this, I mean, I don't know if this is even answerable because you've probably been through so many pairs of shoes, but what's your most favorite pair of running shoes?
Right now I'm in the New Balance 880.
Okay.
That's more of just like a pretty standard running shoe. I feel like back in my racing days, probably the Vaporfly was a big one. The Addi Zeros was a big one. I'm not really racing anymore, so I don't really dive into that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But gosh, I have saved every one of my racing shoes from high school. So I've got all my racing singlets, and I have all of my racing shoes, and I won't throw them away.
Wow.
And so
it's cool, Danny.
Fun to see like the transition of shoe technology right now.
I
like
bet.
This is what I raced in high school.
Yeah.
you know how like people have man caves? Do you have like a man cave of all your runner's gear?
I don't. It's in a, like a box, you know, and the wife would never let me do that.
Yeah.
But I have them all. I have all the racing shoes and the singlets.
Someday.
That makes
someday.
Sense.
The Danny DeMeo Museum of Running.
You can't put these stinky shoes out there.
Yeah,
yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
I can't or I shouldn't.
Yeah. They're all in terrible condition. We put way too many miles on them, but it's pretty fun to see that evolution and certainly the pride of the jersey, man. The pride of the jersey.
Yeah, that was another thing with Striders when you hand out the jerseys. Like Hannah still has her card that says like, "This is my racing singlet." Like it's so important for all these reasons. Yeah, it's really cool stuff. And again, like you're just building so much value into the running experience.
Yeah, we did that really cool picture. We haven't done that quite. I'm actually working on another one right now, but like an athlete made, actually it was a Vanessa Wolf actually drew a picture of our jersey and then made a poem. We made a poem over it of like, I am a singlet, right? Because you always have the kids like, I don't want to race in that like tank top. And it's not a tank top, man. It's a singlet. Like it means something. It's your team.
Yeah.
And so like we put a whole poem of like, I am a singlet and what that means.
It
represents all of the hard days in the rain and the hard days on the trail when you don't want to go out and run and you're out there just having, you know, pouring yourself into it. And that's what the jersey represents.
Yeah, because like the thought for some youth is that it may be embarrassing to wear something like that. Yeah, that's a smart move.
So we empower it.
Yeah.
Confidence, right? Just again, going back to the ethos of what the Striders is all about. Grant got his singlet out the other day because my wife was doing a workout in the garage and he's like, I'm going to work out with you. So he went in his room, put on his Striders.
Solid.
So he did a little workout with mom and then he and I went and ran around the block and all the pride in the world with that jersey on.
That's so great.
Yeah,
I love that.
So cool.
He'll be probably grown out of that before you know it.
Oh my gosh, she's a monster.
So here's the question. when does Chico Striders for adults start? Because this is cool. Yeah. I want in.
You've got Biddle Running Club, you got Chico Running Club, and you got Fleet Feet. I'm not going to step on their toes.
Sure.
Kids
are way more fun than
they are. They,
I was being a bit facetious,
I know,
still.
I know.
Ross is only 11. Can he join Chico Junior's cross-country team? He's a sixth grader.
I would say, come out to the community runs. Come out when you see us on the trail. You know, give the kids a high five. You know, say hi to them, cheer them on. I feel like that's how we all like contribute to what we're trying to do here. So they need just as much recognition as you do.
That's cool. I was running just the other day and saw you working with some kids in the park and had to turn around and say what's up. But yeah. Next time I run by that crew, I'll definitely give some encouragement. Man, that's a good thought. What are the ages? Like, where does it cut off? Where does it begin?
Yeah, so we kind of, I don't want to say we cut it off.
Okay.
But at some level, when the kids go to high school.
Okay.
So our graduation, we kind of say, is we give them the ceremony of this baton. So it signifies we're passing the baton from you to going to high school. And so I didn't want to step on the programs of Chico High and Pleasant Valley High School, because mm-hmm. Where most of our kids are, even Paradise, right?
It's a smart political move.
Yeah, so I don't want to step on their toes. But there was nothing. There was no youth. There's no youth running. You think about youth soccer and youth baseball and youth basketball. There wasn't anything like that in Chico. And so we built that. And so once they get to high school, so we really kind of focus third grade is kind of when we kind of see developmentally. Gotcha. Grant did it even in what?
Kindergarten.
So he did it even, did it even younger.
Yeah.
But this is where
he tried.
This is where we said, hey, can you come out and be with us, Peter? Yeah. Right. Cause it is harder on the sport of running. You know, I don't want to lose a kid. I don't want to get him, you know, lost or something like that. And so having the younger kids, if they are coming out, having the parents with us. But we kind of have always said like third, fourth and fifth is one group. And then we have sixth, seventh, eighth is a second group.
Yeah. Sweet.
And, just before we wrap it up, when does the cross country season start for Striders, and where can parents sign their kids up?
Yeah, I it's a great question. So ChicoStriders.com. We're going to kick off on September 15th. I actually need to get online and open the registration. I've been trying to manage all my coaches to get all the people in the right place, mm-hmm. So that I knew who's doing what and make sure times are okay. So yeah. I've been able to do that the last week. So I'm going to do our elementary school kids. They're going to be on Monday nights and Thursday nights from 5:45 to 6:45. And then we're going to have our middle school kids, which is going to be Tuesday nights, 5:45 to 7, and then Saturday morning, 7:30 to 9. And then our middle school kids, they kind of have that junior high program, which they do races every Thursday night. So mm-hmm. every Thursday afternoon-ish. So it's a good compliment to anyone that's doing the school program, get an extra long run on the weekend and that kind of stuff.
Definitely. So you heard that, ChicoStriders.com. Look it up, sign your kids up, support them. If you don't have kids, go on the website, donate to their good causes. Danny, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah,
really fun.
Yeah.
So cool to learn all about what you're doing and the impact you're making. It's amazing.
Yeah, we'll come out and find you guys on your runs and say hey and give the kids shout outs and be looking for you at the races around town.
Let's go.
Yeah. And if you're a parent and you come across this and you're looking for a great avenue for your kid to get involved in, like, come on. This is what it's about.
Yes. And I can also confirm that after running practice, kids are very tired and they go to bed.
It's either one or the other, right? They're like hyped up or they're tired.
Yes. Or they come home hyped up and then crash real hard.
Yeah.
Yes. We love that. We love that. So again, thank you very much, Danny. Good to see you. We'll be looking for you around town. Ross, super fun. Looking forward to catching up again soon, maybe after this Tahoe race.
Yeah. And, good luck this weekend, dude.
Thank you. I'm feeling good about it. Nothing like running at elevation, but Lassen was good preparation.
You'll have some good scenes to look at. I'm sure it'll be a very scenic run.
Yes. Can't wait for it.
Yeah. Awesome. Danny, can't wait to do this again. You know, maybe anytime. next year around this time.
I'll give you an update of how we're at.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's connect.
Definitely.
Thanks for coming in. It was a joy to have you. Peak of luck.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Nailed it.
We're
out of here.